Nearly 9 months after Governor Doyle first delivered his budget to lawmakers, the legislature on Tuesday night finally sent an agreement to his desk. Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch.
This budget doesn't solve all of Wisconsin's problems, and I've said many times, certainly the Minority Leader and I have certainly discussed this, if there is a budget that comes to this floor where both sides are not happy, we've probably done our job.
Hipsch says the budget compromise isn't perfect, but Republicans were able to eliminate many of the tax increases originally proposed by the governor and Senate Democrats.
We've eliminated with this budget 98% of the tax hikes that have been proposed along the way. And we said no to the notion that we can tax our way out of a spending problem.
But State Representative Steve Noss says the budget deal still leaves Wisconsin taxpayers with something they can't afford.
This budget continues government's desire to raid funds and tax more, piling tax on tax, as I have said before, for the temporary convenience of the present. Unfortunately, it is not stopping this evening, but stop it must.
The budget passed the Assembly on a 60-39 vote, with 23 Republicans and 37 Democrats supporting it. 10 Democrats voted against the deal. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Judy Robson thanked Assembly Republicans for coming together to work on the agreement.
We've had a lively discussion. There has been a big distinction about priorities, but the end result is a fair compromise.
State Senator Joe Lybum says the budget compromise will nickel and dime the people of Wisconsin with tax hikes and fee increases.
It continues to be disrespectful to the already overburdened taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin.
Senate Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald blamed the long stalemate on the governor not getting involved in the process early on.
I think I was one of the first people to say the governor needs to get engaged. And early on, the administration's response was, we did our job, we introduced a budget. It's now the legislature's job to follow through with their portion of that entire budget writing process.
In the Senate, the budget was approved 18-15 with a vote that fell along party lines. The governor is expected to act on the budget, along with any vetoes, by the end of the week. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.